Hi.
Hello. How are you? I am back. After being underground for I don't know how many months. I just want to apologize for not being consistent, but I just want to be honest with you guys. I'm not sure if I can be consistent, with this entire posting schedule. I just want to be honest. So I don't know if I would be able to consistently post, but I just want to get that out of the way and I just want to be honest. And school's been hard and I've been busy and that is why I've not been able to post. But today I got some time and I decided that I would just basically make a podcast or an episode about reviewing things that I've read or listened to or watched in the past few months. And I decided that, let me just give you some recommendations and let me just share my thoughts about what I thought about the things that I read or watched or listened to. So yeah, this episode is just going to be a bunch of recommendations. Not even recommendations, I'll tell you about the things that I liked, but I'm also going to in a way be critical and I'll be bashing things that I did not like. So yeah, it's just going to be another rant video of mine. So without wasting much time, I'm just going to get into it. And what shall I begin with? Okay, so I'll begin with the podcast that I listened to. Now this podcast is called Dhru. It's on Spotify and it's a crime thriller kind of a podcast. It's in Hindi, and if you do not know the language, then I guess it's not for you, sorry. But there are going to be a couple of more recommendations, in the English language that I'm going to recommend to you in the upcoming few minutes. Yeah, but coming back to this podcast, Dhru, it means betrayal. It's on Spotify, as I said before, and it's about this cop, Samrat, who is basically, he's on a mission to save his city Mumbai from this attack, and all that stuff is going on. And initially when I started listening to it, I was I don't know whether it's for me. I think it has 24 or 25 episodes. It's been quite a while since I've listened to it, but it definitely has more than 20 episodes. Initially I was this is a little slow paced for me, but trust me, it's a good one. Hang in there and you will start to enjoy it. So it's in Hindi, and if you like a good crime thriller to listen to, if you're someone who likes to who enjoys basically crime thriller podcasts or crime movies, you would like this one. So I would recommend it to you. Next on my list is a book. It's called The Silent Patient. It's by Alex something. His last name is, I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, but his last name, I guess, is way too long. And I've forgotten it, but the first name was Alex. So I was on Book Talk and, I was just watching all of these videos about thrillers and stuff. I was in a zone recently where I was consuming a lot of this kind of stuff where, I would I had a craving for reading thrillers and watching thriller shows and podcasts and stuff like that. So I came across this book, that was just constantly being recommended on Book Talk, The Silent Patient. So I bought it and I started reading it, and it was really good, really, really good. And just, a few quick thoughts on what I think about Book Talk in general. I think I've actually read a couple of books before from Book Talk recommendations, but a good chunk of them have been sheer disappointments. I just thought that, unpopular opinion, I bought We Were Liars because it was just being constantly recommended to me on Book Talk, but I just found it a little underwhelming. Again, unpopular opinion. And I am I'm just giving you my honest thoughts. And you can, it wasn't a bad book, but the hype around it, I was not able to understand. So that was something that I wanted to say, you know, about the book, We Were Liars. But coming back to the silent patient, but quick thoughts though, like, I mean, I'm not trying to offend anyone with my opinion of like that I didn't like We Were Liars that much, because people are like, oh, you know, why didn't you? And people like are like real soft nowadays, you know, to anything and everything. And they just take offense like left, right and center. So, yeah, just wanted to get that out of the way. Coming back to The Silent Patient, I bought it and I started reading it and it wasn't underwhelming by any aspect. It's so good. And if you love a good psychological thriller, trust me, you're going to love this one. Again, it's been quite a while since I read the book, so I exactly don't remember the names of the characters. But if I have to give you a little synopsis of it, it basically, you know, starts with this like woman who is accused of her husband's murder. And after the murder of her husband, you know, she has not spoken a single word, and she's in this like mental ward where this, I think, psychiatrist comes in. His name is Theo. I remember his name. So Theo comes into this picture and he's like really intrigued with this patient and everything. And from there, you know, the story just like, you know, moves on, and there are like several revelations that happen across the way. But when I read the ending of this book, I was like, what in the world had just happened? Like, my mouth was open, bro. Like, the ending just had me. It was good. It was really good. So that book, I would definitely recommend to you. Read Silent Patient. Trust me, you would not be disappointed. Another book that I read was, it was Memento. Now, people who are Indian or Bangladeshi or, you know, the Desis who are listening to this podcast, you must be pretty familiar with who Manto is. So that, you know, Hasan Manto is a pretty familiar name in the, you know, South Asian subcontinent. People who are listening to it, you know, listening to the podcast from like the Western countries and stuff, might not be familiar with his work, but he was a exceptional writer. And I was recently reading a collection of his stories. And I would recommend, you know, Manto to everyone, bro. He's a great writer. He was talking about contemporary stuff, even, you know, in the 90s. And he's exceptional. You know, he's out there. He's bold. You know, he doesn't shy away from talking about the negative aspects that are in the society. And he just talks about it unabashedly. And he's not ashamed of it. And I was, like, reading a story collection of it. And I was just, like, blown away, bro. I was like, wow, this man was really, really ahead of his time. So I would definitely recommend you any book by Manto. You know, that man was exceptional in his writing, in his thoughts. So unabashed, so bold. And, you know, he was not ashamed to write about anything. So, yeah, I had this specific collection of stories. And I would like recommend you to just read any Manto book. Trust me, you would not be disappointed. Like, Manto is a legend. Okay. So we've gotten Manto out of the way. And what else do we have next? Okay, the next is a movie that I watched. It was a Bollywood movie. Okay. It was called Ek Villain Returns, which simply translates to A Villain Returns in English. And to say that I was disappointed would be an understatement, because this movie did not make any sense at all. I mean, like, again, like Indians or like Pakistanis or Bangladeshi people who are like familiar with the work of Mohit Suri, the Indian director, you know, his films, I don't know, like a past few films of his, I'm not sure like about, I wasn't that keen on like watching his like past film, you know, the one that came before Villain Returns, Malang, right? It was like decent, you know, it was like average. And I watched it on Netflix and I was like, what? Like, you know, I wasn't very hyped about the movie to begin with, but when I watched it, I was like, okay, whatever, one time watch, you know. And as far as like Mohisuri is concerned, right, he's done, you know, a few good movies, right? Whether I think my favorite has to be Murder 2, right? That was like ripping, intense, gory, violent, everything. Aashiqui 2 was also like nice, right? And it wasn't exceptional by any means, but it was, you know, it did the job, right? It had great music, it did the job, right? Now, coming back to this masterpiece, Ek Villain Returns, I was like, I watched the movie on Netflix and I was like, what the hell is this? Like, literally, it was so stupid. And I don't like saying it because, like, you know, movies made with a lot of, like, you know, a lot of hard work and passion and everything. But, like, I was like, there are so many writing flaws in this one. I mean, how in the world, you know, is this movie made? You know, the first installment of, I don't know if it is a prequel or anything, but, like, the first movie that came out, I think it was around 2013-14, Ek Villain, right? Siddharth Malhotra, Shraddha Kapoor. It did the job. Again, it wasn't an exceptional movie by any means, right? But like all Mohisuri films, it had like good music. It had, you know, it had a gripping story, like gripping storyline in the sense that a love story was at the center of it and people were invested in the love story, right? In Ek Villain Returns, too much is happening. And that too much that is happening is not impactful at all. So if I give a synopsis of this entire film, there is a serial killer who is out there killing women, and he is basically killing women who have one-sided lovers, right? Women who has like rejected their one-sided lovers or something like that. And he's basically this messiah of these one-sided lovers, and he starts killing all these women. And when you just, like, this idea on paper is just great, but the way it's executed, it's just hilarious. It's laughable. And so there are four characters. There's the character of John Ibrahim, who's a taxi driver. There's Disha Patni, who's a sales girl. There's Tara Sutaria, who wants to be a pop star. And there's, like, Arjun Kapoor, who's this rich, spoiled brat. And how these people, like, you know, how, you know, these people just meet each other and how their lives intertwine and what happens next. I mean, this movie was a mess, like, mess, and laughable at so many given points. I was like, why? Like, why is this made? Like, by the end of it, I wanted to laugh, cry, scream, pull my hair out. All of it was happening all at once. It was, like, that bad. And I don't like to bash movies, but, like, this one deserves it. Honestly, it does. Well, moving on, you know, from bad movies to some good stuff, I watched Mindhunters, both seasons. I binged it. And I watched, like, both seasons back to back. And I don't know why Netflix has not updated, you know, has not kind of, you know, provided us with a third season up until now. I don't know what they're waiting for, but, like, Mindhunter is an exceptional, exceptional show. I don't know how many of you guys have watched it, but, like, I would definitely want to recommend this one to you guys because it's really good. It's really good. So if you do not know what the show is about, a little synopsis I will give to you guys. It basically, like, revolves around these three people, right? I'm just telling you, you know, like, the basic stuff. I think one is a professor, the woman I'm talking about. Again, I've forgotten the names. And these other two guys, I think they work in FBI or something. I don't exactly remember, but it's like a crime an organization that fights crime or something of that sort, right? And it is happening in a time zone, you know, where psychology was just a budding, you know, field. It was a budding subject. It wasn't actually a subject, Does that make sense? Yeah. So it was like, you know, it was just being built as, you know, a subject. So what happens is that these three people, like, you know, get together and they like analyze these psycho serial killers, and they're like, okay, the basic interest that all three people have, you know, two men and one woman, I've forgotten their names, as I said before, I'm not very good with them, is that why do these people commit the crimes they commit? And they're like, for that to figure out, we would eventually have to know why, like, what their past was like what happened in their lifetime that, you know, triggered them to do these heinous crimes. So all of it, like, basically they interview them, these people, and they take different approaches, you know, to analyze these wicked individuals and human beings. And yeah, that is basically, you know, the premise of the show, and it's just really good. You know, again, as I said before, I really do not know why Netflix has not upgraded to a season 3, but there should be a season 3 of Mindhunters. Like, it's like one of those deserving shows which needs to be appreciated, and you know, it needs to be lauded more. Yeah, so I would definitely recommend you to watch Mindhunters. And then I also watched Euphoria season 2. The first one I had watched last year. Season 2 I watched, I guess it was like in the middle of this year when I watched it. I mean, like, I watched it when it came out. I don't exactly remember when it came out. So I watched season 2 of it, and it was a disappointment, to say the least. And I also want to be honest with you guys that I've not watched the entire show, but I know what happened at the end of the show because, like, the entire clips of that show were floating around YouTube. So I know how it ended. But I watched up until episode 5, and then I gave up on it because I just could not deal with the, you know, I just could not deal with what show was giving me. It was just, it was in a loop, you know. Everybody was messing around with everybody. Everybody was screwing everybody. You have, like, Zendaya, Rue's character, like, Zendaya's character, Rue. Jules, and that third guy, I don't know what his name is again, but, like, the curly haired dude, you know, their story is going on. And as I said, you know, everybody's screwing everybody. And then you have, like, the Nate, Maddie, and Cassie situation. In that situation also, everybody's screwing everybody. And I was like, okay, I'm bored of it. All right. Because the storyline is just not progressing forward in any way, shape, or form. And I'm bored. And I'm bored beyond measure. And it just seemed unrealistic in the second season, for, you know, it didn't seem that unrealistic in the first season. But the second one was just like, okay, you know, like, you just come to school with, like, no books and no school bag, and you roam around the halfways half naked. Great. I also want to go to school like that. But I just could not, you know, like, after episode 5, I was like, okay, I'm done with this one. And what I liked about the show, though, there was only one thing that I liked, and it was the past story of Nate's father, and how his, like, you know, story has been explored, like, you know, his love life and why he is the way he is and why he turned out to be the way he did. I mean, there's not given justification of it, but, like, his story has been explored in a decent way. So I like that. Okay, next thing is a podcast. You can, I would not, like, recommend it to you because it's, like, really long. It's called Teacher's Pet. And it's on Spotify. And it's, again, about this woman in Australia who went missing in the 90s, and her husband was accused of a murder. And I'm going to be honest again, right? I'm, like, 3 episodes and it's pretty intriguing. But I was, like, you know, rethinking of my, you know, I was just, like, rethinking of my decision of listening to the entire thing because it's, like, really long. But it's also, like, intriguing. So, yeah. I mean, like, if you're looking for a crime podcast, You can give it a try. It's a little long though. But yeah, it's like about, as I said before, you know, about this woman, who goes missing and her husband is accused of, like, you know, her murder and stuff. And the investigation goes on and, like, many years go by. The case turns cold and then, like, you know, there's some detective who has, like, some renewed interest in that and all of that stuff, right? I've not reached to the end of the podcast up until now, so I'm not going, I do not know, like, what's going to happen and what's going to be the conclusion of it. But it's interesting so far. You know, I've listened to a couple of episodes now, and you know what was funny? It reminded me of a Taylor Swift song, the entire incident. Have you listened to that song by Taylor Swift, No Body, No Crime? You know, so it reminded me of that one. Okay, another show that I watched that I would recommend to you guys was this Korean show. It was called Class of Lies. Again, it's a thriller. And where did I watch it? I think it was on Viki. I'm not exactly sure because it was, again, you know, quite a few months earlier, you know, that I watched it. But I think there were 16 episodes in it and I liked it. Yes, I liked it. And the premise of it was very interesting. You know, a high school student, you know, she is dead. And yeah, she's dead. And like, I think there is a student, you know, who's like accused in her murder and stuff. And this like this lawyer, you know, he takes up his case and everything. And in this entire process of finding out who's the killer and stuff like that, you know, he just figures out a lot of things, right? And it was like really interesting. And also this like lawyer, he just pretends to be a high school teacher. And also, let me just tell you, like the suspects in this show of the murder and conspiracy, all of them are students, like all of them. So that kind of like, you know, made it very interesting to watch. Another show that I was watching, but I just found the episodes a little too long. Or maybe it's not meant for binge watching, I'm not sure. But there was this show called Mouse. It's a Korean drama. It's great. You know, like I'm like 3 episodes in and it's like intriguing. But I don't like I mean, I don't know whether I'm like in the you know whether I can like recommend it or not since I've like only watched 3 episodes. But whatever I watched so far, I've liked it. And if you like want to watch a thriller which is gory, suspenseful, and hardcore, and a Korean drama, you can, you know, watch Mouse. Although I don't know how, you know, it's going to end or what the conclusion is going to be, but so far I'm liking the show. So that's all the shows and all the podcasts and books that I've like read and watched and listened to in the past few months. And yeah, I hope you know you watch some of the shows that I've recommended or read some of the books that I've recommended. And that is it. We've come to the end of this rant, and I hope you like this episode. And I'll see you in the next one. Till then, take care. Bye.